I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Congress isn't even back in town officially, but talks between the White House and congressional leaders on Syria are well underway. President Obama is asking Congress to approve a punitive strike against Syria. The administration says it's crucial for American credibility, following what the White House says was the Syrian government's use of chemical weapons against its own people last month. The White House invited two key Republicans for a briefing on Syria today, after Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham emerged to say Obama is moving in the right direction. Here's Senator Graham.
I see the development of a strategy that will upgrade the opposition as well as degrade Assad, that I think if it becomes a reality, we'll know in the next couple of days, that I can believe in my heart will work.
But there's still plenty of skepticism, as The World's Matthew Bell reports.
Put yourself in the shoes of the Syrian president. Bashar al-Assad might have gone to bed on Friday night thinking the game was up. After 2.5 years of standing on the sidelines, the Obama administration was making a strong case for military intervention in Syria. Then, suddenly, President Obama flipped to Congress, which doesn't convene for another week. Assad might have thought he'd just dodged a bullet. America, in effect, was backing down. Tamara Kaufman Wittes was a top State Department official on Middle East affairs during the first Obama term. She says Assad has certainly been given some extra time to prepare for a possible U.S. attack. But President Obama, she says, had good reason for changing course.
The decision to go to Congress is a very prudent one, given the, to say the least, ambivalent views of many Americans about the prospects of American military action in Syria.
The UK Parliament has already ruled out British military action in Syria, and Congress might also say no to Obama. That might mean Assad could breathe another sigh of relief, but Kaufman Wittes says there's another possible scenario.
If Congress authorizes the use of force, then Assad will have no grounds for comfort at all. In fact, Obama will have the backing for perhaps a much more significant military response than he might have undertaken were he going it alone.
But whatever happens in Congress, the president's sudden decision to seek its approval does not go over well with American allies in the Middle East. Gregory Gause is a professor of political science at the University of Vermont.
In general, it goes over in the Middle East as a confirmation of what many people think of President Obama, which is that he is not interested in the region, that he's trying to get out of the region, and that he's not a reliable ally.
Gause says the Saudis, who support the Syrian rebels, see the dynamics of U.S. intervention in black and white terms.
They don't care about our own war weariness. They don't care about the president's desire not to get caught up in another Middle Eastern war. They don't care about the fears that Sunni Islamists will take over, although I don't think that the Saudis are all that keen on them. They're willing to run that risk to get rid of Assad. So they don't see the obstacles that we have, and they just want us in and getting rid of Bashar al-Assad.
For Saudi Arabia, U.S. military intervention in Syria could be a powerful blow to the Saudis' main rival, Iran. The Israelis tend to agree. Israel is counting on President Obama to live up to his promise to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. A failure to act in Syria after the use of chemical weapons would send a dangerous signal to Iran. David Horowitz is the editor of the English-language Times of Israel. He says Mr. Obama's about-face over the weekend has caused acute concern among Israel's leadership.
There's a sense that by publicly changing his mind, which essentially is what Obama did, the president signaled hesitation and wariness and even weakness, certainly in the perception of Syria and Bashar Assad, and most worryingly for Israel, in the possible perception of the Iranians, who may feel that the president will be reluctant to tackle their bid to get to nuclear weapons.
Meanwhile, France is pushing for military action in Syria. French lawmakers are looking at an intelligence report that blames Assad's forces for the chemical weapons attack of August 21st. There will be a debate on the issue in the French Parliament on Wednesday. In advance of that, President Assad spoke with the French newspaper Le Figaro, and he had a pointed warning. Any French military action against Syria, he said, would lead to, quote, negative repercussions. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.